Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified transformational health coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, Blog Talk Radio host, and best-selling author. With Easter this upcoming weekend, I've been hearing so many comments that it won't happen, that I feel the need to shed some light onto this subject. Therefore, the question, what does Easter mean to you? I kind of divided it up into three different little segments. First of all, the definition. Easter is the most important and oldest festival of the Christian church, celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and held in Western Church between March 21st and April 25th on the first Sunday after the first full moon following the northern spring equinox. That's just a little bit of history, and I'm not going to go crazy religious on you. I'm just going to, as I said, shed some light onto it. The period in which Easter occurs, especially the weekend from Good Friday to Easter Monday. So that's when it is. Now, the definition in the Bible says Easter or Resurrection Sunday is a festival and holiday commemorating the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, described in the New Testament as having occurred on the third day of his burial following his crucifixion by the Romans at Calvary about 30 AD. It is the culmination of the passion of Jesus preceded by Lent, a 40-day period of fasting, prayer, and penance. And that's about it. Then we're going to go into the traditions. What are people usually doing over Easter? So the things that I'm hearing and that I know from personal experience, and you can shed some more light on it if you choose to. People are praying, they're going to church, they're painting hard-boiled eggs and hiding them for the children to find, or they use plastic eggs and put candy in it or stickers or little money or something like that. I mean, those are all things that I had experienced. Also, most people feel the need that they have to go and buy a new outfit for Easter. Those are outward meanings. That's not what's coming from the heart. And so the third, actually, reflection, think about the meaning of what Jesus Christ did for us. Are you grateful for his saving grace? And you don't need to answer that to me. Answer it for yourself. That's all there is to it. Or are you grateful for a higher supreme being that's protecting you, whoever or whatever it is? So we do not really need to gather with so many people to celebrate Jesus' resurrection. Or can we do that in the comfort of our home or out in nature? Search your heart for the answer. It will show you what you believe in. Make the best out of this situation. Be happy. You have choices and treasure them. Then there's some activities we can do, especially if you have children. They are probably used to having some fun experiences during that time, and it's not going to be exactly the same this year. However, you can still make it very special for them. I put a link in there, http://www.nickelodeonparents.com. And it has a plentitude of activities you can do to keep your children happy and to give them the real, true meaning of Easter and resurrection. Also, you can do, you can memorize a poem or a passage in the Bible. Well, you can draw pictures, paint eggs, know the reason behind the season. These are all fun things. Why worry about what we cannot do when there are more things that we can do and that serve us even better? So I just, you know, I want to make this very quick, very short, brief, not lecturing. It's just opening up your eyes and hearts to other possibilities and things that you can do in the safety of your home, or if you go up in the forest or on a mountaintop or something, you can drive up there and go for a walk or do something. Then you can still do a little Easter egg hunt for the kids or around your house, but you just can't go in a big park and do those things because you need to have the physical distance of 6 feet minimum between the people when you're outside. So just really think about the meaning of it, what you know it means and what it does mean to you. It might not be the same. It might be the same. Again, that's entirely up to you. I found another web on Pinterest. They have in the search meaning of Easter. And it came up with a huge page full of things like Resurrection Day, Easter printables that you can print out, Easter time, Easter blessing, Resurrection Sunday, and handmade Easter cards. That's so much fun. Think about all the people in the nursing homes or convalescent homes who can't have any visitors. If you know of anyone or you just want to send a few cards to the home and say, please distribute to the people who don't have anything from anybody, who are alone, feel alone. Give them a piece of hope. Give them a piece of love. Send a card. Now, sometimes it depends on how close you are, or you might be able to arrange where you can drop them off so they have it faster, because it's already Thursday and Easter is this Sunday, and I don't know if the post office can deliver on time, and they might be closed. I'm not sure. I'm not positive about that, but they might be closed Saturday and Sunday for Easter and maybe even Monday. So if you were to make an arrangement with the activity director of the convalescent home or nursing home to see where you could drop them off and, you know, at a specific time, a specific place, so they can pick it up and you can see them picking it up because you're 6 feet away, then that would make some people happy. What does that do for you when you know you can make someone happy? I know for me, it means so much. Actually, that's something I might just do because I have a nursing home about 300 yards away from where I live. I might just write a few cards and call the activity director up and say, I would love to drop them off. What's a good place? Where is it safe? Or do you want to come pick it up at my place? And I can put it outside in a plastic bag so they don't get wet because it's raining cats and dogs right now. To cleanse the area. We need the rain anyway. So there are all these possibilities and opportunities that we have. Also, should by any chance, and that's just to close and to give you some hope, should by any chance you trials and turmoils and chaos and fear that people do, and honestly, I don't. I am totally happy and healthy, safe and sound, and I wish the same for you. However, if you are affected by it and you're looking for something else to do that you can do from home to earn money, to help others at the same time, and to make yourself feel worthwhile and helpful and reaching out, let me know. And I will talk to you and see if you're interested in what I'm doing, which is I'm sharing hope and health, and I'm helping people to get a healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. So if that's something that interests you, send me an email at dythomson@gmail.com. Put in the subject line BTR so I know it's from the Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, say question or would like to connect or something like that so I can fish it out of the spam folder. Because every first email, if I haven't saved your email address, already goes in spam. So I need to fish it out. Mail me at 562-335-4956. And I will listen to it or read it when I get a chance and respond to you within 24 to 48 hours. I would love to be there for you too, and not just for everybody else. Family comes first, you know. So I'm working with all my family, far and near, and far is in different countries. We're all spread around the world, and everybody has similar things going on right now. So I want to make sure I'm there for them, for us, and then I still have time to be there for you. So let me know how I can best serve you. If I can offer you an opportunity, that might be great for you. But definitely reflect on what Easter means, where it originates from, what the significance is, and how you can make the very best out of it without mingling with hundreds and thousands of people. So having said that, I am coming to a close here. I wish you to be safe, sound, happy, healthy, and blessed. Let's talk again next week, and maybe I get some feedback from you to see how you spent your Easter and what you did and how it worked out. And definitely Google some of the activities. I have pages and pages full of things with and even poems. There are poems that you can learn by heart and recite. The kids usually love that, especially if it's not too long. And Nickelodeon has a lot of printables, easy Easter crafts printables that you can do with your children. And I'm sure you have some paper and crayons and some scissors and maybe some glue around, that this is easy for you to do. It takes time. It makes the children do something productive, something they enjoy, hopefully. And just, as I said, make the very best, but have faith and believe that this too shall pass. All right. Blessings to everyone. And until next week, take care.